Hi, this is Anurag Wag. Let's move on to Chapter 8, which is Media Strategy, Planning and Buying. Now, in the changing world of advertising, me as an individual, I will almost see 2,000 ads per week, which is no joke. The global ad spend now exceeds 800 billion. And now, obviously, because of that 800 billion, I'm seeing 2,000 ads per week. And it's all across the board, right? The various touch points are billboards, print, TV, influencers, social media, all of that. Even rural consumers have been reached through regional FM now. The vernacular digital content is making waves across, especially our country, India, which has multiple languages. And now we live in an information-heavy, multi-screen world where content is personalized and on-demand. The modern media landscape looks like something like this. There's print, TV, radio, which remain your traditional media portals. The digital dominates nowadays through your apps, OTT streaming, and social feeds. Consumers today expect experiences to be interactive, personalized, and instant. Brands use multiple touch points to build awareness, interest, and conversion. What media strategy and planning do in this landscape? Media strategy will define your target audiences, your markets, and the role of the media in meeting your business goals. Media planning decides where, when, and how messages appear for maximum impact. The goal today is not just to reach the right people, but at the right time in the right place, but that too cost effectively, which is a strategy altogether. Planners integrate consumer insight, creativity, and data to drive meaningful results. Let's talk about the categories of media channels. There's obviously print, newspaper, magazine, and direct mail. There's broadcast, which is your TV and radio. Then there's specialty media, which is branded merchandise and giveaway. There's non-traditional outdoor advertising, which is your arena billboards, movies, ads, balloons, skywriting, etc., which is very rare in India right now, skywriting. But social media, we all know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, these are key discovery platforms which become decision platforms. Then there are emerging formats, which are gaming, OTT, podcasts, influencers, etc., etc. Let's look at paid, owned, and earned media. There are PPC ads, display branded content strengthens visibility and reach. There's owned media, which are your website, your blogs, apps, social media channels, etc. There's earned media, which we've discussed before, your review share, UGC, and press coverage. This builds trust through consumer advocacy. What is modern integration? This is when paid drives traffic, the owned converts, and earns are amplified. The examples are that a TikTok ad will drive website visits and lead to shareable reviews. Let's look at this diagram. In the center, we have converged media. When all three come together, traditional, when blended with corporate, gives you paid brand content. Traditional, when blended with organic reach, gives you sponsored content. And corporate content, which is your website, blog, social media, when combined with organic reach, is your shared content. What are the key functions of a media planning team in this landscape? Let's take a look. First is to understand how consumers are reacting with the media daily. You have to use your insights to guide creative and channel choices, to prepare media briefs for integrated campaign frameworks. Here, media planning teams have to research, negotiate, and close deals with media partners, coordinate with media buying teams for efficient placement. This becomes very important because where you see the ad is very important, and at what time you see the ad is very important. Here, you know, you have to track performance using KPI with reach, frequency, CPM, CTR, and return on ad spends. Most important thing at the end of it is that whatever you're learning on this, you have to improve your strategy depending on the feedback that you're getting, on the data that you're getting back. What is the media brief here? Let's take a look at what it includes. Marketing context, brand competitors, and category. Now, the objective here is to create awareness, whether it is by trial and, to get loyalty and to generate sales. Now, product category insights, these are norms and these are opportunities. The geography and the language obviously matters with today's ads. The seasonal and timing, festive season events, buying like the Amazon sale that you get and the Flipkart billion sale that you have every year. Then there's the target audience profile, your demographics, psychographics, media habits. All this is included in the media brief nowadays. So things have expanded in a very different way. And today's planners have to keep up with all this. There's budget distribution and efficiency considerations that a planner must have. And obviously your KPI measurement and methods need to be agreed upfront. The media planning process, let's analyze the market here. Because of the media planning process, first is to analyze the market, the consumer's competition. Set your media objectives, you know, including your KPIs. What is your reach percentage, your frequency engagement goals? You develop strategy along with the strategy team. It needs the right mix of cost and impact. Then you implement that strategy. You negotiate, you buy, and you roll out placements for your media. You evaluate the results, recall, and your digital metrics, your return on investment. And what is the modern addition today? It is optimized continuously through using real-time data. Now, why account planners matter in strategy? Let's take a look. Media has become more complex with digital platform. Your OTT and social platforms, which is reshaping communication today. And global digital ad spend now forms 75% of total ad investment. Brands use Twitter, Instagram, YouTube because people are always on their phone, needless to say. And planners, they help integrate consumer insight plus media, so campaigns can stay focused and effective. Why account planners matter in media strategy? Their role becomes critical. Communication shifts to IMC, globalization, new tech, programmatic buying, and KPI-driven accountability. This is how planners guide media teams today. They ensure that there's a deep understanding of the target, the consumer's needs, habits, and interpretations of communication. Another way that planners guide media teams is to explain what is the relevance of the media. Like, why do we think that a banner is good enough for this for our website? Why do we think a podcast is good for this product? If, for example, if there's a hair fall product, it's important that we know that a hair fall product needs a longer explanation and how it will work on somebody's scalp. So a podcast is a better medium for this. The planners must also guide media teams by interpreting consumer behavior to guide channel selection, formats, etc., etc. Then there is obviously how layers are being targeted at and how, you know, we are negotiating with vendors regarding all this. One account planner has to work with also analytics team to set the KPIs for awareness, engagement, and conversion. Now, what is a planner's role across? Media functions? First of all, it's media strategy. It's to bring the consumer insights to define the objectives, audience segments, and cultural context. Media planning recommends channels and formats, balance reach and frequency. Media buying, that's guide targeting precision, programmatic bidding, and relevance driven drive. Media buying guide targeting precision, programmatic bidding, and relevance driven decisions. Then media measurement, identify KPIs, interpret dashboard, turn metrics into learnings for future campaigns. What is the role of the account planner across media function? Let's take a look at this slide. We've already discussed this, but I'll put it on the screen for you to understand. What is the stage here? Media strategy, that's about providing consumer insights, media planning, most relevant channels and formats, media buying, what to buy, the target precision. Are we buying radio time? Are we buying a spot on YouTube just before the video plays? And media measurement, this is to identify the KPIs, awareness, engagement, etc. Now, connecting media to the right consumer. First priority is accurate target definitions, your demographics, psychographics, behaviors, digital touchpoints. Planners act as a bridge between creatives and media teams. Let's take a look at an example here, Jane Pav Bhaji. The creative needs taste and habit insight, you know. The media needs to be specific, like working Gen women and aged between 35 to 50 and who have an income of 10 lakhs. Now proper audience analysis here is very important because it prevents irrelevant campaigns and improves impact budget efficiency. Now, obviously, I don't want to see an ad for Jain Pav Bhaji. I love non-veg. So targeting becomes very important here. Now, what is the right time and right decision and right place Here, the timing is very important. When consumers engage, when they browse during the commute, the evening long form, weekend live streams, we know you're driving back from work, that is when you're listening to that kind of stuff. The timing insight shapes scheduling, bidding windows, and retargeting. The decision maker is very important here because the user is usually not the purchaser. Like kids are watching it, but the parents are purchasing it. The wife is engaging, but the husband is eventually buying. Now, the planners here ensure that media placements reach all key influencers. Now, let's take a look at, you know, the placement. A wrong medium or placement makes ads absolutely invisible or irrelevant. Then there's media fragmentation. You know, how do you understand your outlets, your devices, your attention? We demand consistent multi-touch point messaging. Media fragmentation and the planner's integrator role now. Let's take a look at what the planner has to do when it comes to outlet fragmentation. One has to shift from mass print TV to YouTube, OTT, social ecosystems, and niche platform. The attention fragmentation is next. When multi-screen behavior divides attention, OTT plus Instagram, you know, news, podcast, TikTok plus WhatsApp, all this is happening by a person while he's watching something on screen. Each audience segment interacts differently across platforms. Organizational fragmentation. Brands now split work across multiple agencies, creative, PR, digital, search, programmatic, and causing silos. Okay. The planner's value now, this is how he adds value, is by acting as an interface across the teams, agencies, and functions. This ensures that all stakeholders work toward one consumer-centric communication goal. Now, what is a media work plan? A media work plan guides strategic, efficient, and measurable media decisions. This aligns media planning with marketing plus advertising goals. This helps clients understand and agree on objectives and issues affecting the plan. It identifies market conditions, key media strategies, and execution steps. Today, it also directs the budget split, buying decisions, and measuring benchmarks. You'll see there is a common theme here as to how important it is becoming to measure benchmarks at any stage of the campaign. What is the core purpose of the work plan? It is to set media objectives that define what must be achieved. Objectives now must be marketing driven and measurable. There also needs to be, you know, an aim for optimal channel mix balancing, reach, frequency, engagement, and costs. What this does is it provides a roadmap across traditional digital, social, and emerging formats. Let's take a look at the components of an ideal media work plan. First of all, there has to be a background and advertising objectives. You know, your target audience is your demographic, geographic, psychographic profile. Then your geographical coverage. How are you placing yourself across the land and air? Your local, regional, national, by using BDI, CDI insights. What's your scheduling? You know, your seasonal, your timing, bursts. It's also done during your festival seasons, also done during Valentine's Day, where you're marketing very heavily on Instagram. Let's take a look at the budget across, you know, your budgeting allocation across offline, digital, and new formats is very important. And then also keeping in check with the mandatory guidelines and detailed measurements with dashboards, KPIs, and ROI. The target audience and geographic coverage. Here we have to ask key questions like, who should we target? What regions? What should we advertise? Which channels deserve investment? Then there's BDI, Brand Development Index. It shows where brand performance is strong or weak. Higher BDI, there's high market potential. CDI, Category Development Index. It shows the potential of the category. Together, BDI plus CDI, they guide budget allocation and regional prioritization. Let's take a look at budgeting and cost efficiency metrics. What is the goal here? To deliver maximum impressions at minimum cost. What are the key calculations? Cost per impression, you know, cost per thousand, the CPM, cost divided by impressions into thousands. What is the gross? What are the gross rating points, GRPs, cost per rating point, CPP? All this becomes very technical, but this has to be thought, you know, very well in advance, because at the end of the day, you want a proper balance sheet. This helps planners compare media vehicles and optimize spend. Let's take a look at media exposure and media diet. What is the exposure metrics here? The reach is the percentage exposed at least once. The frequency, the average number of exposures. Your rating and share, the numbers of the percentage of households watching. Your digital add-ons, your CTR, engagement rate, view through a conversion rate that you can see on your Instagram, analytics for your reels, your ads, etc., etc. What's your media diet? The combination of TV, radio, books, gaming, podcasts, etc. Then also we need to understand how modern planning uses passive tracking, OTT analytics, social listening, and AI tools to match consumption patterns. What are your media scheduling approaches? The continuity, ongoing exposure, whether it's going to be monthly, weekly, daily. Then the flighting, the on and off bursts for seasonal products. Pulsing, steady presence with periodic spikes. Today, scheduling is very dynamic. Programmatic, tech adjustments, spends are done on real time based on consumer activity, competitor behavior, weather events, current affairs, and conversion signals. Implementing and evaluating the media plan. Implementation is very simple, but at the same time, it has to be thought of. You have to choose the right media mix and placements, coordinate with creative teams, planners, and media buyers. Programmatic systems automate bidding, but human judgments shape strategy. Evaluation tools today are your surveys, your metrics. Again, we've discussed this, your impression, GRPs. What are your digital KPIs? CTR, CVR, CPA, return on ad spend. All this we've discussed. The attribution models link exposure to sales and brand outcomes. Understanding media channels and formats. This is very important. Channels are broad platforms. Formats are specific ad units within them. They both determine how well a brand can reach, engage, and persuade audiences. The traditional channels like TV, print, radio, outdoor, they still build mass reach and credibility. TV today, with a 30-second spot, you need to understand your product placement, your event sponsorships, your print, your half-page ad, full-page ad, etc., etc. And then your radio and outdoor, you need to understand your commuter reach, billboards, transit ads, and digital outdoor for real-time updates. Now, digital and emerging formats. Digital channels are basically your display ads, your banners, video pre-rolls, which you see on your websites and even your apps nowadays. Actually, in apps, it's always been there. Your search ads is your paid search. Now, you rarely get a proper search result because your first three ads are always paid. The first two or three ads are always paid. And, sometimes if you're in a hurry, you might not even look at your other options. But that's good marketing, right? That is where your product is being showcased at the front. Then your social media, your reels, carousels, influencer content, live streams, programmatic, real-time bidding, dynamic creatives, contextual placements. All these are in your programmatic emerging formats. Streaming ads on Netflix, I still haven't seen one, so I don't know why we keep coming to this. Maybe they're talking about trailers and other stuff. On your Disney Plus Prime videos, audio ads, Spotify, Apple Music podcasts, these are host read mentions. This is very important. And while you're listening to Spotify, you'll hear ads that are even marketed to across the world, not just in India. This is because some of them are pre-recorded during the podcast itself. There's e-commerce media as an emerging format, which is digital. Your sponsored listings, branded storefronts, checkout promotions, immersive media. These are AR and VR try-ons, at showrooms and internet at immersive media, AR try-ons, your VR showrooms. These are for interactive product previews. Now, what is an effective campaign? It blends channels for a seamless consumer journey. Okay. Your examples are your billboard plus your social challenge, plus e-commerce ads, shoppable videos. Live stream shopping has become a big trend in East Asia, especially China, Korea, where, there's this massive warehouses of various influencers just showing products all the time. What are your global trends? These are your short format video dominance right now, interactive formats like polls, quizzes, AR filters, the rise of contextual targeting due to privacy laws. Your planner's role, it should match all the objectives with the right channels and long and formats, the long-term trust needs to be built. Long-form storytelling like branded films, sales conversion is, of course, your e-commerce ads, shoppable content. One needs to ensure that there is consistency across all touch points. And the format that is chosen has to deliver not just creativity, but measurable results. One has to ensure consistency across all touch points. And, you know, the formats have to be chosen according to what is delivering in both creativity and measurable results. The measurement now is something that we've seen, you know, in almost in every slide, we are talking about measurement. Let's get into more detail here. Measurement here evaluates how well a campaign meets its objective. You know, it ensures that your advertising is efficient and aligned with your business goals. This answers key questions. Who did we reach? Did they engage? Did they act? This moves planning from just assumptions to evidence-based decisions. You know, there's a digital evolution that has expanded right now because measurement has gone from exposure to behavior and impact. Traditional media metrics, the reach. What is it? It is the percentage of target exposed at least once. Prevents narrow audience delivery. The frequency is the number of exposures. The GRPs we've discussed earlier, the reach into frequency, it shows the total campaign weight, the circulation and readership, copy sold versus total readers. All this is again very all this again is very technical media metrics. These words are not always used except maybe in big presentations or something. But you need to have an understanding of it overall. Like the audience share, what is the audience share now? The percentage of active viewers, listeners that tuned into a program and shows competitive strength of the campaign. Now, what are the digital metrics? The impressions, the number of times the ad is served, visibility opportunity. The CTR is the percentage of the people who clicked. This reflects your creative relevance, whether you know it's working or no, whether people are actually interested or no. The conversion rate is, of course, the percentage completing desired action ties the ads directly to the business outcomes. This is very important. You know, whether you've clicked buy, whether you've purchased the product. The cost to generate clicks or acquire customers, you know, these are the efficiency indicators. Engagements, of course, this is secondary to business, but it's also very important, like shares, comments, you know, your dwell time shows the depth of interaction. Of course, we come to the attribution models. Now, these assign credit across touch points in a consumer journey. The MMM, we come back to that again. It uses historical data to link spend with sales. Brand lift studies. This measures shifts in awareness, consideration, and favorability. We look at CLV, consumer lifetime value, assesses how campaigns impact long-term customer value. Also, finally, you know, what this does is this helps improve both immediate and long-term business impact of advertising. These are key challenges in measurement, you know, what actually happens because audience fragmentation is very important. It becomes a challenge as multiple screens make a unified measurement hard. You don't know who's interacting, what screen at, you know, they're interacting with them, but where is their actual attention? I mean, I can interact with Instagram and just swipe, but my attention could be, or I could be sending a WhatsApp text message on my phone, but at the same time watching Netflix. So it's very difficult to gauge that kind of measurement, you know. There are privacy regulations now, GDPR, CCPA, that reduce tracking precision. And what happens is the reliance shifts to first-party data. There's a loss of third-party cookies. This limits cross-site tracking and personalization. Short-term metric bias. This happens because, you know, there's an over-focus on click and measurement, and that can hide your long-term brand goals. Planners must now balance insight precision with ethical data practices. So what are the implications for planners here? They have to integrate both exposure and behavioral metrics for a full performance view. Avoid over-reliance on quick digital numbers that don't show brand health. Use mixed methods like surveys, analytics, attribution, MMM for robust insights. They also need to ensure measurement that supports both campaign optimization and consumer trust. We have to kind of understand that now a planner must position measurement as a strategic tool, not just a reporting function. These are challenges for key media strategies. Now, what happens is globalization has created varied media penetration across markets. You'll see it very often. Sometimes on your Instagram feed, you will see an ad which is very viral, but it's like a reel made ad by a small company, but you see it in your country because it's done so well. It's humorous, it's funny, it's engaging. So that's what globalization is. I get ads by, Spanish speaking car dealers, in Los Angeles because they're very creatively done. Then social media nowadays, mobile and internet growth, they have completely fragmented audience, which is exactly reference to my example earlier. Planners now must, balance mixed media, coverage, scheduling, and the cost all at one go. The two core challenges that dominate today is media effectiveness at the right cost. How much do you pay for a certain ad? What should be the cost? The media reach at the right scale. Instagram, Google, all of them, they've given you those tools to gauge what your reach is. But return is always going to be something that you have to calculate at your end. Challenge one, let's see media effectiveness at the right cost. Let's discuss this one. Planners must now maximize budget efficiency without losing quality. CPM helps control media options on cost versus audience delivery. Low CPM does not equal to good quality. Cheap placements may lack engagement and they may affect your brand negatively because if you position yourself as a luxury premium brand, you cannot have, bad text. You cannot have grammatical mistakes. You cannot have an amateur team, social media team handling your creative. Now, effectiveness depends on relevance today. The environment quality and attention is not just cost. Planners must also ensure negotiation cost does not compromise strategic fit. Now, let's take a look at, the second challenge, which is achieving the right media reach. The goal today is to reach the right audience at the right time. What is the frequency? What is the placement? Consumers, they use multiple channels today. Mixed media strategies are essential. The reach and frequency must be balanced. We have to understand that cross-platform duplication must be removed, to avoid wasted impressions. What is effective frequency here? It is the minimum repetitions needed to impact, that is effective reach, equals to the percentage exposed at that level. Very technical again, but just take a look at this so you'll understand what we're talking about. Now, media audits and the planner's role. What does the planner need to do during media audits? Media audit checks is if placements ran in the right place at the right time during at right fair prices, correct? This ensures campaigns were optimized for target audiences, environment, and budget. Audits now include digital concerns, viewability, and fraud, brand safety. Planners, they help guide, whether the vertical or horizontal reach strategies are needed. These audits, what they do is basically they put the planner in a place where he can get periodic evaluation to improve future media planning. What is digital media planning? Let's dive into this. This develops a coordinated plan across all social search. What is digital media planning? This develops a coordinated plan across social search, display, video, and mobile. Here we can focus on optimizing messaging across multiple digital touch points. This also requires real-time adjustments based on performance data. One can track cross-device, cross-location, and cross-platform consumer journeys, which is extremely important. And then this shifts from passive planning to active response-driven planning. What are the new roles and guidelines for digital planners? What kind of, personalities and avatars they need to kind of embody in order to keep in with the times? Let's take a look. First of all, to adopt media combinations that match consumer behavior and intent, a planner needs to be extremely strategic in his thinking. Then a balanced paid and earned media for stronger engagement is very important. A planner must take all this into consideration. A planner should use precise targeting via behavioral purchase and geolocation data. Build new value models, CLV, increment lift, CPA, and not just impressions. Coming back to geolocation data, when I was working on La Liga and Serie A for Geo, we realized at that point of time that most of our viewers were from Kerala. They were their mother tongue, obviously, Malayalam. So we had to actually create ads for that audience separately on various digital platforms. Then there is programmatic buying that dominates digital spend today and is above 90%. And that's the direction that we are heading in today. Tools and technologies in digital media planning. What are the tools available for a media planner to keep up with the ever-changing landscape of digital media? Technology is essential for budgeting, optimization, and measurement. You know, there's HubSpot templates, there's Comscore, and Bluehorn. Platforms today like Google Marketing Platform and Adobe Experienced Cloud Unified Planning. Platforms like Google Marketing Platform and Adobe Experienced Cloud Unified Planning today. Tools integrate analytics, automate reporting, and support multi-campaign visibility. These enable real-time refinement of target spend and creative formats. The continuous digital planning cycle. Digital planning is ongoing. It's evolving weekly or even daily. This requires tracking algorithms, audience shift, and competitor activity. Planners act as a bridge between consumer insight, creative, and tech. Because if at this stage, a planner at the stage of the beginning of the campaign is kind of not looking at what the consumer insight is, what the technology that he's using and the creative, and if he's unable to make a link, then there is a big gap in the entire strategic process. Here, success now depends on choosing the right channel, mixed plus fast optimization. The goal here is to ensure that ads are not just seen, but experienced in ways that drive engagement and long-term brand growth. Now, I'll give you an example here of Kerala tourism. Now, Kerala tourism, when you think of Kerala tourism, you think about how, their backwaters are, their beaches are, their beautiful coconut trees and their landscape is. But what Kerala tourism did many years back, maybe it was 2012, 13, 14, I don't remember exactly. But they created a digital film on YouTube, which has stayed with me, which was based on these village friends who used to play football together. And they named each other, the Rocket and, this one, the Wall, because one was a defender, the Rocket was the winger. So that ad stayed with me. They used footballers from a local village to promote Kerala tourism. So that has stayed in my memory. And that is what, it means that ads are not just seen, but they are experienced. I experienced it as a football fan. Thank you.